Hi, I'm Justin Bader. Welcome to day 4 of the paperless office makeover. Now, I'm guessing that some of what's cluttering your office right now is stuff that you need to read. And you may need to not just read it, but you may actually need to review some data. You might need to respond. You might need to take some action in response to what you read. You might have some decisions to make. Now, as we talked about yesterday, paper tends to stick around when we haven't articulated clearly what we need to do with it, and when we haven't articulated in a very direct and concrete way. So what I challenged you to do yesterday was start using sticky notes to write down the actual action that you were going to take. So today, let's apply that strategy to anything that you need to review, maybe data, and then take some action on. So if I have a document on my desk and I need to do something with that document, I want to pick up a pen or a highlighter. I want to read that with that pen in hand. I want to mark anything that I need to, which is one of the great things about hard copy documents, and I think why we still use hard copy in this electronic age. And then as I go, I want to keep notes either on a sheet of paper or on sticky notes about what action I need to take. Now remember, we're trying to organize our paper by action. And when I'm done reviewing this document, and I've made my notes somewhere else, or possibly in an electronic document, what I can do with this data is I can stick it in my chronological file under my desk so I'm done with it. And instead of this big fat document that I need to read, I now have a little sticky note with the action that I need to take. And as you probably guessed, what am I going to do with that sticky note? I'm going to take those actions and I'm going to put them on my to-do list. Now, some of what you write down may not be actions. It may be information that you need to save in an electronic format or email to someone else. The easiest way to do that is to simply take a picture with your phone. And if you just want to save that picture, you could save it to an app like Evernote, which is a free cloud-based information service. Or if you want to email it, you could just email that picture directly from your phone to the person who needs to see it. Now, if you get to the end of that document and you decide that you're not done with it, or if you run out of time or get interrupted, what I want to encourage you to do is take another sticky note from your pad there and update yourself. Write what it is that you actually need to do with that document next, and then take that document and put it in your future file so that on a certain day in the future, you get that document back and you can take further action. I'm Justin Bader. That's it for day 4 of the Paperless Office Makeover, and I'll see you tomorrow.